Now, we spoke to Darragh McAnulty earlier in the summer about his first book, Diary of a Young Naturalist. And it's not just me who thought it was an incredible book. He's been nominated and he's been winning awards all over the place. And most recently, as in this week, he's in three shortlists in the Irish Book Awards. He's been nominated in the popular non-fiction section. He's been nominated in the newcomer section. And this particular show, the Red Arts Show, is championing Diary of a Young Naturalist in the RT Radio 1 Listener's Choice 2020 Book Award thingamajig. And Darragh is on the line. How are you doing, Darragh?
Hi, Ray. Thank you so much. I do have to say thank you so much. It means actually so much to me that you decided to champion my book.
Well, Darragh, I think it's important that people read your book, and that's why I'm championing it, because it's a unique book. And when you're talking to people now and they ask you to introduce your book, what do you say to them?
Well, I think I say is it's a book about a lot of a good many things. It's about a teenage boy trying to find his way in the world, going through some quite severe mental health difficulties, and how nature helped him through that, and how he wrote it all down. Mm. And that is essentially what the book is.
Yes.
Is me pouring my heart and soul onto the page and opening it up for everybody to see. And that was a really big thing for me, to share what was going on inside my mind. Because when I did that, I began to understand all different areas of my life that I hadn't really looked at before.
And, you know, we spoke when the book was just out. So there's been this amazing reaction. And it's not just about awards, is it? I would imagine that people have been contacting you from all over the place about the book.
Yeah, and a lot of the time that actually seems to mean more than awards some of the time, because you hear stories of people who, having read your book, look at the world in a slightly different way. They're noticing the birds and the beetles crawling across the path and listening into the bird song, and how it changed their outlook on nature. And hearing those stories actually has probably been the greatest source. It's heartwarming. It really makes you feel good when you hear those sort of stories, and the emotion and the way that people are feeling. Because I think one of the greatest, the thing that makes an author, I think, feel the best is doing what a book is intended to do, and that is to add to how a human observes the world. And when people come back to me with stories saying that that has actually happened, it gives me this amazing, gratifying feeling inside that just seems to make the entire day just feel amazing. And actually the week after, I'm buzzing from those sort of experiences for a week, a solid week afterwards.
And Darragh, it's not just about how we see the world of nature, it's also about how we understand autism.
Yes, and that is quite a prominent thing, theme in the book, is my autism and the fact that I feel things a lot more intensely than other people, and how I'm dealing with that, and how it has changed my personal outlook, and how, like in the book, I say I have no joy filter, and that's a thing that I think that a lot of people have lost, is that joy of life and feeling like they have to contain it. And I think it might be something to do with the fact that I'm autistic, but I have no filter. When I feel joy, it courses through my blood and I sort of get all wrapped up in it. Although that does mean that when I come down again, it's like off that high of joy, it does hit you a little bit harder.
Yes. But, and it's the hen harriers, is it, that
yes.
give you a particular joy?
Oh my God, the hen harriers, they fill me up. And in the book, one of the creatures, the hen harrier, fills up my life in Big Dog, which when I had to leave Big Dog Forest during the move from west to east, it was heart-wrenching because I had to move away from the hen harriers. And I still feel the pain of having to make that move to this day. And I'm constantly still trying to find places that have hen harriers in them. And then occasionally, just when the moment is just right, a hen harrier just seems to appear, and it makes everything just seem so. It changes the light that you see the world in with that ghostly shape that sort of as it wheels over Moorland. And that has always been that aspect of my life that is solidly my favorite bird ever. And every time I see one, it's just awe, pure awe.
So you were the youngest writer to win the Wainwright Prize this year.
Yes.
I'd say you're breaking all sorts of records with the Irish Book Awards as well. 3 nominations, newcomer, popular nonfiction. Of course, we're encouraging people to vote for you as well. It's one of those books that leave you feeling different and in a joyous sort of inspirational way. So if that was your intention when you wrote it, I don't know if it was, but if it was, you've achieved that. So thanks for that.
Thank you so much.
And unfortunately, there won't be any big get-together or anything like that, and maybe you're probably thankful of that. But we'll talk again, and good luck with the book awards. Thanks for taking our call.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dara. Bye. Bye. So that's the one that we're looking for your vote for this year, Diary of a Young Naturalist by Dara McAnulty. And you won't be disappointed. If you go out and buy it and read it, vote for it. All of that, all of the above.